Well, good morning and welcome to a look at betting this week on just a couple of events. We'll be looking at the RBC Heritage Classic being played on Hilton Head Island at the Harbour Town Links. Just a tremendous field they've been able to get there. We'll talk about that in a few moments. And we'll also look at the Lottie Championship being played in Hawaii, bearing in mind that this event gets underway on Wednesday. So for those that are looking to have a bet, they'll need to get on fairly quickly for that event, which is played over 72 holes, but it's played from Wednesday through Saturday in Hawaii. Looking back at last week, a reasonably good result. We managed to snare Tiger Woods, and he was able to cover some of the losses that we incurred on several other players who we covered our bets with. But Tiger Woods at $17, as he was when we spoke last week, I thought that was good betting. And in the end, he got the job done and, of course, changed the face of world golf, you might say. Just what an amazing victory. It's hardly worth saying too much here now. All the words have been said. But what a magnificent win by Tiger Woods, and a nice little collect too at $17 there for Tiger Woods. We'll get underway with the RBC Heritage, as I said, being played on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. A really good field. Dustin Johnson, Francesco Molinari, Jordan Spieth, Bryson DeChambeau, Xander Schauffele, all players that are backing up, amongst the many players that are backing up from the Masters. It's traditionally the event after the Masters, and always, for some reason, seems to attract a pretty good field, despite the fact that it's come after such a grueling week. So I guess the tournament organisers will be delighted with what they've been able to assemble this week for this particular tournament. Let's look at some of the favourites and some of the perhaps likely chances and give reasons why that may be the case. Dustin Johnson's, of course, the world number one now. He regained that position as a result of his runner-up finish at Augusta National last week. He was 16th at his only start here last year. He deserves to be the favourite because of the fact that he just snuck his way into second place last week, funnily enough. He was under the radar in many ways throughout the course for the weekend, but all of a sudden there he was on Sunday afternoon in a share of second place. He'll start this week at $9 and deserves to be the favourite, but those are pretty short odds for a guy that has a lot of competition this week for some very fine players, many of whom have played well at this golf course previously. Bryson DeChambeau is at $19. He's had four wins in the last 8 months worldwide. He's had a solid, if unspectacular, run of late, but he's still making all of his cuts. He's been fourth and third here in two of his three starts at this particular tournament. In some ways, this golf course will probably suit Bryson DeChambeau. It's a traditional golf course, one of the most popular on the PGA Tour, and that's probably one of the reasons why so many of the leading players like playing here. It's a really solid, fine, old, traditional golf course in so many respects. Not a long golf course, but a golf course that has plenty of dog legs right, log legs left, small greens, and in that regard is a real shot-maker's golf course. So Bryson DeChambeau, I think at $19, represents pretty good value given the record that he's had here and that he's in such good form at the moment. Matt Kuchar has had a lot of good finishes here too, including a win in 2014. He was 12th at Augusta, 7th in Texas. Of course, he lost to Kevin Kisner at the match play just 2 or 3 weeks ago. He did win the Sony Open earlier this year, so he's been in outstanding form in 2019, has Matt Kuchar, and I like his chances this week at $19. The next players that we'll be looking at are Patrick Cantlay, who had a really good week last week at the Masters. You may remember him making a huge move on the final day, I think a last round of 64. He's been 7th and 3rd here in his two starts at this particular event, Cantlay. And I think coming off the euphoria of what was a tremendous week for him at Augusta National at $21, I think that represents very good value. Xander Schauffele had a great start to this event when he was playing on debut here last year. Over the first 36 holes, he was right in the firing line. He eventually finished 32nd, but he's become a lot better player now. Second last week, a lot of really solid finishes this year, and I think most people see him as being one of the next best things on the PGA Tour, if he's not already that at the moment. So he's at $21. And of the Australians, Mark Leishman's at $250, Cameron Smith at $270. Cameron Smith finishing in 15th place on debut here 2 or 3 years ago. So this is a golf course that probably in many ways fits Cameron Smith's eyes. Aaron Baddeley is at $350. And Rod Pampling at $7 to be the leading Australian. Those prices are, excuse me. So Leishman at $250, Smith at $270, Baddeley at $350, and Pampling at $7 to be the leading Australian, as I said. So quickly through those more fancy chances again. Dustin Johnson, obviously the world number one, at $9, Matt Kuchar and Bryson DeChambeau at $19, Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele at $21, the reasons for which we've already given a little bit earlier for that event, which gets underway on Thursday in the United States. We move to the Lottie Championship being played in Hawaii, and as I said, important if you're wanting to have a bet on this, that you get a bet on tonight. But just looking through some of the leading chances, Jin Young Ko will probably start the favourite, although it's her first time in this event, and I suppose that's a bit of a concern. But gee, what a tremendous 2019 she's having. She's been inside the top three in five of her six starts this season, and of course won the ANA at her last start. So she brings an amazing run of form to this event. The only concern I have about her is the fact that she's debuting in this particular tournament. Brooke Henderson is at $13. Jin Young Ko, by the way, is at $6. Brooke Henderson is at $13. Her recent form hasn't been great, but it hasn't been bad either this season. She's had three top tens and six starts. She's the defending champion. She's also finished 11th and 10th in her three starts at this event. So she's been a winner. She's been 11th. She's been a 10th. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Brooke Henderson at $13 a win again and successfully defend her title. Adria Jutanagan has been 3rd and 7th here in her last two starts. Just one top 10 and 7 starts in 2019. So it hasn't been a great year thus far. But I think she's likely to bounce back before too long. She's too good a player to hold down for too long, is Adria Jutanagan. And as I said, she's had some good form on this golf course. She's at $17. NB Park is also at $17. Plenty of good finishes here. And two starts ago, she finished second at the Kia Classic in California. She was disappointing at the ANA Inspiration when she was expected to do much better than that. But she's such a good player. And as I said, some good finishes on this golf course. And it wasn't that long ago she was contending for a title. So at $17, that probably represents some good value. Jiongyu Li, a debut on the LPGA Tour this season. She was 16th on debut in this event last year when not a full member of the LPGA Tour. She was 6th at the ANA recently, 16th at the Kia. She was 14th at the Founders Cup. She's had five top 20s and five starts in her rookie season. She really looks a player of the future, does Jiongyu Li. One of the many Koreans on the tour, and she's at $17. Anasa Hataoka, the Japanese golfer, was in a position to win this last year before a last round of 78 saw her finishing in 19th position. She's certainly a much better player now. We saw her win the Kia Classic a couple of starts ago. She's become one of the more dominant players on the LPGA Tour over the last 6 months or so, has Hataoka. And despite a disappointing finish to the event last year after a great start, I think at $26, those are pretty good odds. Of the Australians, Minji Lee, she's a previous winner of this event, but she's not playing particularly well of lately. So that's my concern about Minji Lee. And after that win she had 2 or 3 years ago here, she hasn't played this event all that well. Catherine Kirk's been playing well of lately. I think she's at pretty good odds to be the leading Australian at least. And she's had the occasional good finish here. And Hannah Green makes up the trio of Australians to be playing the event. So those are the players amongst the Australians, as I said, Minji Lee, Catherine Kirk and Hannah Green, with Catherine Kirk perhaps my selection to be the leading Australian. Anasa Hataoka at $26, Jiongyu Li at $17, NB Park at $17, Adia Jutanagan at $17, Brooke Henderson at $13, and the favourite, but because of the fact that she's debuting this year, perhaps one that at $6 might be a little bit short for consideration. So good luck with your investments this week. Remember the early start to the tournament in Hawaii. I'm Bruce Young.